Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Thursday, November 19th, 2015. Two Palestinians killed by Israeli army gunfire in separate incidents. Meanwhile, six Palestinians were injured during drone invasions targeting West Bank communities. The stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health announced on Thursday that Israeli soldiers shot and killed a 26-year-old Shadi Arafah from Hebron City in southern West Bank. On Thursday evening, a Palestinian armed man opened fire at a group of settlers, then rammed his car in another group near the Gosh Atzion illegal Israeli settlement block in southern West Bank. Israeli soldiers opened fire at the Palestinian attacker, killing Arafah as he was passing from the area to his home during the time of the attack. Two settlers were killed, another nine were injured during the Palestinian attack, Israeli media sources reported. Earlier on Thursday, 22-year-old Mohammed Alayan from Ramallah City died of wounds he sustained after being shot by Israeli soldiers during a protest at a military checkpoint outside Ramallah City. With the two deaths today, 91 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli army fire since October 1st, including 18 children. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, 10,000 Palestinians have been injured in the same period. In other news, Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn the Dehesh refugee camp south of Bethlehem, kidnapped at least two young Palestinian men, shot and injured four others during ensued clashes. Elsewhere, at least two Palestinians have been injured on Thursday at dawn, while nine others were kidnapped by Israeli soldiers invading Tel Town south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Moreover, one Palestinian was kidnapped Thursday and another resident suffered various cuts and bruises after Israeli soldiers stormed and searched many homes in Hebron, the southern part of the occupied West Bank. In Jerusalem, Israeli soldiers kidnapped five Palestinian civilians after searching homes in a number of areas in the city. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Thursday, November 19th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jonas Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.